Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Feel so good today, Mr. Howard.
Sir, just a moment, please. Just quiet down, sir.
Excuse me.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome again to this gay, fun-loving program.
What is this gay, fun-loving program you're speaking of?
The Bob and Ray Show, of which Bob and myself have come to know and love deeply.
Yes, we have. It has a warm spot in our hearts.
Today we're doing the program that we've been doing on this particular date for the last 41 years in radio.
Whatever this date may happen to be. And I know that all of you people who have heard us over the past 44 years, how many? 41 years, will remember...
Wait a minute. You're right. 44 years.
I thought it was 40. No, it isn't. No, it's 43.
43.
The last 43 years that we've been doing this, you'll remember the high spots in the show. Number one, of course, we're always...
Oh, that's right. The year at Dannemora.
That's right. We're always in costume when we do this particular day's program.
We're dressed today, friends, both of us in Mickey Mouse suits. And we have a gay continental look. A rakish look, we like to say.
Well, that's because of the berets, which were donated to us.
I didn't even know you had a beret on.
Yeah, this is a beret.
Funniest haircut I ever saw in my life.
Then, of course, during the past 42 or 3 years, we've been telling you, day in and day out, about the terrific bargains that we have been featuring in the Bob and Ray fabulous overstocked surplus warehouse.
Some of you have furnished your own homes with our overstocked surplus goods.
And some of you have furnished your own overstocked surplus warehouses with goods from our overstocked surplus warehouse.
And now, listen to this. Today we have another fabulous bargain for you. In our warehouse at this moment, we have exactly 2,356 large-size, long-playing records. Absolutely new records, never used, which we are going to unload at such a low price that you'll laugh at it. No, not yet. Think of it. 2,356 records practically given away.
All your favorite orchestras. Tommy Dorsey, Harry James, Sir Henry Sturdley, Nick Kenny, John Philip Sousa, Paul Taubman.
Yes, and all your favorite singers. Frank Sinatra, Dinah Shore, Ray Goulding, Mel Torme, Bob Elliott, General Harry Vaughan.
And these are all absolutely new records, friends. And the reason we're practically giving these records away is because they're what we call seconds. They have practically imperceptible imperfections.
But imperfections which in no way interfere with their playing. You see, folks, these records were part of a shipment to the famous Alhambra Music Company. And the reason you can buy them from us is because they would drop just a few inches off the truck that was delivering them.
Now, to show you that you're not buying a pig in a poke, let us play a few samples for you. Listen now to a bit of Sir Henry Sturdley as he leads his South London Symphony Orchestra in a stirring rendition of London Bridge is Falling Down.
What do you think of that?
Just one sample of the records you'll get in this big record package. You'll get titles like this.
Come On to My House.
Blow, Blow, Winds of the Sea.
Shine On, Harvest Moon.
And Oh, How I Miss You Tonight.
I Came Here to Talk for Joe.
And many, many more.
Yes, there are dozens more like that. Now, take this one, for instance. Harrison Forbush singing Love Me Tonight, Leave Me Tomorrow, But Don't Go Now.
Bill Jackson, Queen, he held Queen, someone had King, each night he would contribute all his talk.
Now.
Yes, and you'll not only get popular music, but you'll get opera, too.
Yes, classical and folk tunes, hillbilly songs, and gavottes.
Even get operatic records for the same low, low price. Now, here's another Bob and Ray perfect, imperfect record. Tito Campanelli sings Al Dente, Al Dente, Hasta Luego.
Christmas.
Well, I suppose all of you would like to have a package of records like this in your very own home, wouldn't you?
But do it quickly, friends. These records will go fast.
That's right. Now, if your record playing machine is slightly dented or off-center, you'll want some of these records to make it come out even.
Just write to Cracked NBC, New York. You'll be surprised.
Oh, a masterful touch, Maestro Taubman. And our orchid for today is going to go to you instead of to the little old lady who was sitting over there that we were going to give it to.
Oh, that's fine.
Hello, Mary. I wasn't speaking of you. I didn't mean that Miss Magoon was going to be the recipient of our big orchid.
Oh, I thought I was going to be your good neighbor for the day and get the orchid.
Well, what have you done to be a good neighbor? Anything particular?
Well, I'd be the last person to sit here and describe how I'm a good neighbor.
Well, I know you are modest, but
yeah.
I might say to all of our
Surely.
Radio fan listening...
Yes, of course.
That I saw you just this morning helping a young Boy Scout across the street.
Yes,
I think that deserves merit of some kind.
Yes, yes.
But I see the light on the phone is on, and that means there's a call coming in from our baseball expert. I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah. Steve Bosco, huh?
Hello, Bob and Ray. This is Steve Bosco.
Bob and Ray here.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, we'll cut out there for a minute. Look, I'm calling from San Francisco.
That's fine. The World Series is here. You're supposed to be covering it. You're calling from San Francisco.
I've got a hunch on the ball game today. I thought I'd call and tell you.
A hunch?
Yeah, I figure the Yankees will take this one 3-1.
Yeah, you think the Yankees are going to take the Giants in today's World Series game 3-1, eh?
That's right. I don't.
I've got news for you, kid. The game is all over. It's been over for a couple of hours.
Well,
And the Yankees did win 3-1, and you must have heard.
Well, naturally. What time is it in New York?
Well, in New York, it's about 7 minutes before 6.
Well, it's 7 minutes before 3 out here. They're still playing.
Oh, the game isn't over out there.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. The game is still walloping along here, and I just have a feeling that the game will wind up the Yankees 3, the Giants 1. Or New York 3, New York 1.
All right, sign off.
All right, this is Steve Bosco, rounding third, being thrown out at home.
Well, now let's listen to the trio and some really musical music here.
No cracks in this music. They'll play from start to finish, I'm sure.
All three of them are going to play Blow, Blow, Winds of the Sea. That was beautiful.
That's right, Olson.
I'm having a wonderful time here at your show.
That's right, Olson.
And I'm glad I came over.
That's right, Olson.
What's next on the docket?
Well, Olson, we have...
Dramatic time is next, as we present...
We have a bit of opera to move along here. Storytelling time with Aunt Penny, who is portrayed, of course, by the lovable Mary Magoon.
You all set, Mary?
Yes, I'm ready to go, boys.
Hi, Paul.
Surely. Yes, indeed, I'm ready. Anytime the music starts...
Yes, ladies, it's time again for Aunt Penny's true-to-life stories. Stories of people just like you and me as told by Aunt Penny here in her sunlit kitchen in River's Mouth. Hello there, Aunt Penny.
Hello, Sammy.
Say, I see you've just baked off a batch of those delicious raisin cookies.
Yes, I have, and you'll be surprised to find that they're real raisins today.
Oh, no, wait a minute. And I know that the reason they're so delicious, Aunt Penny, is because you used genuine chicken fat.
Easily digested chicken fat. They just sit in your stomach like a silver dollar piece.
That's right. They make everything taste so good.
Yes,
I'm
indeed.
I'm going to just help myself to a couple more of these cookies.
Don't eat those. Those are wax ones for display purposes.
These are the real ones over here.
Yes, help yourself to all those you
well,
want.
Well, sir,
you'll find
Aunt Penny,
that they're easily...
Can...
What?
Hmm? I am so excited to find out what happened since the last episode of our story. I just
well, as you remember, Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore were driving over the huge wooden bridge to Metropole.
Yes, I remember that.
And they, the Fingers McGee had sawed through the uprights and had dropped the bridge and Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore into the water.
Oh, that was a terrible situation.
Hmm? Mr. Clayton Belmore was an excellent swimmer. He made it to shore. And, of course, Miss Belmore couldn't swim. She was on top of the car. I understand
that. Her, yes.
Mr. Belmore's married again, a girl from Kansas City. Very happy out there.
Well, but what happened to Mrs. Clayton Belmore, Aunt Penny?
Well, that's where the story picks up today.
Oh, good. We're going to find out what happened to her, eh?
Yes. Mrs. Clayton Belmore, who was the wife of Mr. Clayton Belmore, who's gone on to Kansas City.
He married the girl from
years later now. And as you know, they're on the way to visit Warren, their oldest boy, who is at Fort Custer.
I thought it was Fort Knox.
Fort Custer. Well,
Fort Knox.
Finally, after months
I'm sure it was
and months,
Fort Knox.
Yes, a search party found Miss Clayton Belmore and brought her to
said
Metropole.
It was Fort Knox where they kept
then
the gold.
Then she started off on the long trek to Fort Custer.
They had all that Fort
Knox.
By
her son
it was.
Warren.
His son's name was.
After
Martin.
It must have been 3 or 4 years, finally she
only
got to Fort Warren
later,
and her
Aunt
son
Penny,
Custer
I remember.
Had left. It seems
it was 6 months later.
What?
And it was Fort Knox.
Well, now, I don't know, Sammy, as you're right there. You have me confused.
Well, anyway, what's the cliffhanger?
Well, it so happens that their son, Custer, or Warren, who was at Fort...
Knox.
Custer. Knox.
Great Scott, you're
Fort
not
Warren.
Going to leave our story there, Aunt Penny.
Yes, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. Well, ladies, we'll
up.
Have to just listen next time, I guess, and find out what happened to Mrs. Clayton Belmore. And now it's goodbye to Aunt Penny and her true-to-life stories for today.
And now, an announcement by the makers of Woodlow.
You've heard us tell you that Woodlow is America's fastest-selling Miracle Wonder product.
You've heard us tell you that Woodlow does everything.
You've heard us tell you that Woodlow is immunized.
And now, Bob and Ray are proud to announce that Woodlow is titivated.
Yes, friends, Woodlow, spelled W-O-O-D-L-O, is now titivated. No other product can make that claim. Titivation means to Woodlow what vitamins mean to health.
Listen to what Dr. Watson Fentress, director of the Woodlow Research Council and the discoverer of titivation, says.
In all my years of research in the field of osmentation, nothing has thrilled me as much as the discovery of titivation. Thrill me. I discovered titivation one night last month while seated all alone in my laboratory. And while I'm usually unperturbable, I could not resist saying zowie.
So buy titivated Woodlow tonight at your neighborhood.
Get it in the large economy or the small expensive.
Say to your dealer, I want titivated Woodlow because...
All entries remain the property of Woodlow and must be postmarked before. Well, that would wind everything up for today's visit with you.
That's right. We'll be all seeing you again real soon.
We were produced by Kenneth McGregor, who's wearing his usual plaid necktie today.
And a white linen duster.
Uh-oh, and we are Bob Elliott.
And Ray Goulding. Right if you get work.
And hang by your
thumb. Oh, you silly, silly boys.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.